Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 187. Nate is our tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. What's going on, guys?
Oh, it feels right.
That was a long drawn out.
Was it? I know, yeah.
I was going off where that was going.
I know. I was going off of what Nate was just saying, that it's good to be together.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yep.
It was a satisfying whatever the heck that was.
That was a long sigh, and I was like, where was he going with this?
I'm good.
I was afraid. I was kind of nervous.
That's good. But didn't I?
That's good.
That's where that came from.
Well, good, yeah. We're doing this kind of backwards now.
We are.
We're doing
our mini first.
Mini
Why
first.
Not? Let's do it.
Yeah.
My mini up front.
Look at that. And it's not even 8 o'clock yet. 10 till 8.
I told you we're going to mess around and have like an early night and come back. How the heck did we do that? Minis first from now on.
Maybe so.
Right.
We'll see. Hey, let's get right to it then, since we're on a roll. What are we going to talk about?
This is my pick, and it is a young lady. Well, she wouldn't be young anymore, but Camille Montfort. Vampire, and if interested, please go check our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Camille Montfort.
She's beautiful, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think
that's what she looked like.
Surely that has to be photoshopped a
what
bit.
What about that one?
Don't you think? Let me see.
That one, I think, is not her.
Oh, but. Yeah, I don't think it's her, but that's maybe what she really looked like before she was photoshopped, but yeah. She's quite the looker, let's be honest.
They said she was beautiful, so.
Yeah. She lived from 1869 to 1896. She was very young when she passed. She was young, beautiful, and enchanted audiences with her voice. She was called the Amazonian vampire because of her pale features and late night walks in the rain. Who cares, right? Like, don't judge. Rich gentlemen desired her, and their wives were atrociously jealous of her beauty. She was Camille Montfort.
Hmm.
I didn't mess up her name.
You don't say.
I do say.
She is...
What do you got?
Did you mention where she's from?
She was French.
Okay.
Francais.
But she ended up in Belém, Brazil?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's why they called her the Amazonian vampire, yeah.
Celebrated opera singer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yes. She was related to the royal family of Orleans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's true.
later knew. No, it's
good. Yeah, she was, yeah. Yeah, she's from France, but you're right. She relocated to the capital state of Pará in Brazil.
Hmm. Which is weird since she's, not Paris, but from France, right?
Mm-hmm. Says her mother, Marie, was a French aristocrat who was related to the royal family of Orleans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's safe to say that Camille enjoyed a privileged upbringing?
Yeah.
Would it be safe to say that?
I think that's safe to say. Yeah. You said she.
I want to be safe.
Mom was an aristocrat. Okay, aristocrat. Aristocrat. Okay, oh my gosh.
No. Is this what the night's going to be like?
I got dizzy. Crat. Okay, let's not do minis first. Uh-huh. That's right. And her dad was a French diplomat. He was the consultant general of France in Belém, the capital of Pará in Brazil. So that's what the connection was. That's how she got there, apparently.
Yeah, like you said, she enjoyed walking the moonlit streets dressed in flowing black gowns, delighting in the sensual freedom of the tropic rain, dancing half naked in the streets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get my attention. Don't.
I'm not sure what I was going to say.
I stumble, fumble there.
Half naked, you say?
Half naked.
Wow.
And the rain sometimes too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Half naked. Hmm. Yeah, said Camille never married, said, which is a surprise as she was very beautiful, standing at 5 feet, 5 inches tall and having a, I like this example, a decent waist. You like that? Many admired her free spirit and her independent aura. I don't know.
Yeah, she drew a lot of attention. They said she bewitched men and made her a target of jealousy from women.
Mm.
Yeah, I think the rumor was that she got around. That may or may not have been true, but That was the rumors that float around. That's why a lot
she
of
got
the
around.
Women were. Then yeah, she got around.
Well, she,
and that her.
I get around.
That's why the women were, and she was beautiful. That's why they were extremely jealous.
She had says she had a lot. She had a lot of affairs with married men, including barons.
Ooh. Ooh.
If you have an affair with a baron, you're mm-hmm. serious. That's politicians, journalists, and diplomats. Says no doubt with her father being the consulate general of France, Camille's world was opened up to meet many people, men and women. So she had a lot of access.
Yes, right. Well, that's true too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like she, you know, they didn't come out and say like who her ins and outs were, but I'm sure that was, and who knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it says Camille preferred her life in the theater, being an outstanding opera singer, attracting large audiences with her performances. This profession gave her freedom to have her own luxurious, my goodness sakes, lifestyle, although her financial net worth is not recorded. So that is just like her men. It's up for anybody's guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. She's very interesting.
Yeah, it says her pale complexions and strange habits led to whispers that she had fallen victim to a sinister affliction, vampirism.
Oh.
The people of Belém began to claim that her captivating voice did more than stir the emotions of those who heard the performance. It was said to mesmerize her audience, particularly young women, leading them to swoon and fall unconscious,
mm-hmm.
providing Camille with the perfect opportunity to prey upon them.
Hmm.
That's what I heard.
Well, the rumors were spread by the women that she had affairs with their husbands.
Uh-huh.
And they're the ones that said she has to be a vampire.
And they were the ones doing the swooning, too, it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so complicated.
It's a complicated mess.
It was believed that this powerful opera singer had the habit of indulging in champagne baths, which I don't. So, like, don't you guys do that?
That's a Friday. Tuesday night.
I was going to say Friday night for me, but yeah.
That's a Tuesday for me.
I just got out.
Oh, crystal clear.
Bubbly.
Bubbly in all kind of places. Huh? People believe that Camille would dance through the streets under the afternoon rain. These stories got out of hand, however, because people started to believe that this young woman was a vampire and that Camille would hypnotize her unsuspecting victims with her mesmerizing voice, like you said. Her pale complexion only encouraged these wild rumors, which were possibly spread by the jealous wives of husbands she had said to have affairs with. So, run around we go, right?
Mm-hmm.
It said it is true that people would faint during her performances, but instead of her hypnotizing the people, it was probably because of the strong emotions that singing would evoke in the audience, which back then, like if you think about it, you know, we're so desensitized to performances and movies and, you know, all the sensory, you know, whatever. So back then a live performance probably did like really stir people in a different way than it does now. Mm-hmm. Although I still think live music is pretty outstanding, but.
I always love watching live music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it does. It sends like a chill.
You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's magic to it.
In your body.
No doubt, no doubt. It says, people also believe that Camille could communicate with the dead and materialize their spirits in dense ethereal mist of ectoplasmic matter, which the young woman would expel from her body during a mediumistic session. Undoubtedly, this was the start of the spiritualist movement in Brazil, which was practiced in the palaces of Belém by mysterious cults.
Now that one, ooh. I believe the cosmic matter.
Yeah, well, that's
that goes along with the champagne baths.
That's right. That's a Wednesday for me.
Yeah, they said that she was linked to the cult practices
mm-hmm.
that would later flourish in the shadows of Belém's grand estates.
Mm.
So it got trendy, is what you're saying.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
She started it. She's ahead of the curve.
Super secret dark societies, huh? Oh, my.
What else do you got on
dark practices? Well, like we said, she was only 25 when she died, and it says, whatever the truth is about this young lady, there was an outbreak of cholera by the end of 1896, which swept through the city of Belém, and it took Camille's young life. Camille was only 25 years of age when she died, and she was laid in the cemetery of Solitude in Bratsmere, France. And there's pictures of it. It's actually really interesting. I mean, it's just like any other, you know, cemetery and, you know.
Right.
but it is, it's kind of cool that it's like, and here she, here's where she lies. She also, this is not, this is just my own thought, but like maybe to get out of the whole vampire thing, she faked her death. And maybe it was one of the original conspiracy theories. Eat that, Mr. Or, you know, what am I trying to say? Eat that, Michael Jackson is what I was trying to say.
Or eat I your, wasn't eat, sure where you're going with that.
Eat
either.
Your hat. I was trying to say eat your hat, Michael Jackson, but that didn't quite come out right.
Yeah, it says her easy tomb. Her tomb's marked by a neoclassical mausoleum. The grave, shadowed by a towering mango tree, bears her image in black and white marble bust, forever preserving her eternal beauty. I guess the inscription on her tomb is says, "The voice that captivated the world."
Surprised me, I haven't heard of her before.
And that's why I thought she was fake. I saw her on TikTok, which is going away, by the way. did you hear? I mean, like, we keep hearing, oh, yeah, it's going to go away. But apparently it is
really
officially shutting down on the 19th. That's Sunday.
Oh, really?
That's what they're saying. I don't know. Unless somebody up and buys it.
I haven't
it.
Been watching, and I haven't posted anything on TikTok in a while. So.
Well, and it's been.
I'm not going to be upset.
I think people are starting to slow
down
TikTok. A little bit. I do, too. So
I mean, it's, you know.
If you're here, if you're listening out there and you got a couple extra bucks, go buy it.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure the Chinese are like, oh, sure, of course.
Yeah. Did you know that she could speak many languages?
I did see that. That's cool.
She could speak Italian, German, English, and Portuguese. She learned, I like that, she learned to play the piano, violin, and the guitar. There you go, Nate. When she was performing, Camille traveled Europe and performed in several theaters and salons. Her talent and beauty became legendary for the time in which she lived. She had an independent and rebellious spirit, dressing in the most fashionable clothes of the time. Some of the dresses were thought to be quite provocative. Camille would smoke, ride horses, and drive the newly invented motor car. Ooh. Her lover showered her with gifts, but Camille never settled down with any of them. She was her own person.
Right?
She was her
she
own
was
person.
The original she, independent woman.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
She was... not going to settle down. She was living, it sounds like she lived her life the way she wanted. That is for sure. It's sad that she died early.
Dance, oh, I agree.
Danced to her own music.
No kidding.
With her provocative dresses.
Well, her legend has inspired many works of art and literature, novels, poems, as well as songs, paintings, and even the odd film or two. Now, see, I'm surprised. Again, I've never heard of her until.
I haven't either.
Until you brought
this
it up.
The Amazonian vampire hymn.
Yeah. It says, even today, Camille is remembered and revered by people who visit her grave to mark their respect for the Amazonian vampire.
That's quite a... I mean,
or as Carl would say on Evil Never Dies, vampire.
Vampire, yeah.
I like how he says that. Vampire.
It's funny because, like, how would you want that to be your what people remembered you for? I mean, there's a lot
to
of...
To be the Amazonian vampire?
Yeah.
Still talking about her.
Right, we are.
Yeah.
She still is beautiful, though. Like,
yeah.
Like
I told that, you, though, she looks like Fran Drescher, young Fran Drescher.
She and I could hear that laugh of the kid.
I hope she didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. When you said that, oh my gosh.
To me, she does. I don't know.
But Camille had an enchanting voice, though, right? So
yeah, not
that's
like
the
Fran.
Difference.
Not like Fran. Yeah. What else you got on Camille Monfort? She's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to go see her?
We're going to go see her.
Well, not anytime soon, eh?
Not anytime soon. Uh-huh. No. Anything else about her life or. We about done.
Yeah, I can't really find anything else.
It's a very interesting find there, Sean.
Well, and like I said, I saw it on TikTok, so, you know, maybe one of the last times I could find some on TikTok. But this is a good picture. Is that the one you showed, Nate?
Sort of.
Or something like that.
No, that's how she looked. That would be a little scary.
Now, that would make sense, the rumors. It's got blood coming from her mouth, and she looks like a vampire.
It might be the red eyes, too.
Bluish.
Well, I wonder.
Pale skin.
I wonder if she did fake her death, and then she ended up in New Orleans.
Right? Oh. Yeah, you went from Orleans to New Orleans, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Orleans.
The old Orleans and
the old, yeah, right? You got to have both.
Well, I don't have anything else on her, so if you guys... have anything great? If not,
one last thing. This is interesting. In this other article, it says during concerts, there were stories of young women being entranced by her voice, falling asleep in her dressing room, and waking up with marks on their necks. That also doesn't help the whole vampire.
How'd you leave that out?
I just saw
that's sort of important.
It is, isn't it? Right. Let's see if I can find some more facts. Well, I didn't. That's the first time I saw that, actually.
Really? Marks on the neck, that's kind of a big deal.
Right. Well, also the fact that she could communicate with the deceased, I think that was interesting, too. But
yeah.
How in the world did they get that part of the story? Like, who saw that or just made that? I mean, that'd be quite a makeup, though, right? I mean, that's how rumors spread and build and all that stuff. But
right. But I don't know.
And let's go put her in the Cemetery of Solitude. It's like a step down from the Fortress of Solitude, right?
Yeah. No, that was good. That was a good little mini.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was quite interesting, quite fascinating, and she did a lot in her young years, or her young life. What was it, 25?
She mm-hmm. was? Yeah, she's 25.
Wow. See, that's weird because it says by the dates it would be 27, but I don't know where they get 25 at. 1869 to 1896 is 27 years, but.
Oh, this is interesting, too. It says atop the tomb. Whatever. Where she's at in that mausoleum, which it says it has an old rusted lock that's still locked. Atop the tomb rests a weathered white marble bust of a woman, and adjacent to it, a small frame portrait of Camille in mourning attire hangs on the wall. The inscription of her tomb, or her tombstone, excuse me, reads, on her tombstone, that's redundant. Here lies Camilla Maria Montfort. In the years 1869 to 1896, the voice that captivated the world. But there are still those who say today that her tomb is empty, suggesting her death and burial may have been a cover for rumors of vampirism. See, we're right. Mm. Some even claim Camilla Montfort lives in Europe still to this day. She'd be 100 and bazillion years old, right? 150, something like that.
If she's a vampire, I guess she could be.
Yeah.
She'd be older than that.
Be like
yeah. Or until somebody kills her, until somebody drives a stake in her heart.
Medium rare?
Medium rare, yeah. Filet mignon, filet.
Yeah, she'd be 156.
156.
Mm-hmm.
You got to freeze it.
Quick math.
Nice.
That's wild.
Yeah.
You think she's still this gorgeous, though?
No. Well, if she was a real vampire, could be.
I'm not messing with it.
She could be if she was.
Doesn't matter how beautiful she is. I'm out.
No, I agree with you on that. Anything else on Camille?
No, but I'm sure glad I found
Camille's
her
the real
TikTok.
Deal.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, good. That was a good find on TikTok.
Camille's the real deal.
Camille the real deal.
He got us out.
Is her last name Holyfield?
Oh. There you go.
That was his nickname. Nate, want to help us out here then?
Well, this mini was easily able to sink your teeth into, so that's a wrap.
I love it. He did the real deal and sink the teeth. I like it.
He did. He comes through every time. Comes through every time.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our middle-aged mini 187 and our discussion on the Camille Montfort vampire. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.